Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, the next moving up in the agenda is antelope. Antelope hunting seasons and hunting district boundaries. Again, these are proposed. Statewide, we are proposing to establish quota ranges for those second opportunity bee licenses that we sometimes offer. Now, these second opportunity bee licenses are licenses that are made available to persons that draw the either sex license in a particular hunting district. Currently, there are 8 hunting districts that have these. So a person that draws the either sex license is sometimes offered the opportunity to purchase a second opportunity bee license for a doe fawn. Currently, there are not quota ranges established for those, and so if there are changes to those, they have to come before the commission. We're just proposing that we can establish quota ranges for those. Also proposing in Region 3 to reestablish Hunting District 329, which was a hunting district down in the south part of current Hunting District 318. This is over in that Big Hole country. Hunting District 329 would be down in that Grant area down there. In Region 4, proposing to combine two hunting districts, 470 and 471, into a new and larger Hunting District 471. And 5, proposing to change some of their boundaries, again, so that the hunting districts fall within the respective regions. In Region 6, there are some boundary changes being proposed in Hunting District 600, 670 to match the deer and elk hunting districts. Also proposing to create a new Hunting District 640 out of a portion of those Hunting District 670 and 651 to match the proposed deer and elk hunting district. In Region 7, we're proposing to rename our antelope licenses over there. Currently, the 700-20 is the region-wide either sex license. The 700-30 is the region-wide doe-fawn license. It gets confusing for hunters when a region-wide or multi-district license, the number associated with it applies to a specific hunting district. People then think that they have to only hunt in that hunting district. To avoid that confusion, we are proposing to rename those to the 007-20 or -30, the James Bond approach there. Also in Hunting District 704 and 705, which are the two hunting districts in the south part of Region 7, create a new 799-30 Doe Fawn Second Opportunity. Now, this is a new one in addition to the 8 I referred to earlier. These would be only in Hunting District 704, available over the counter to a hunter that draws the 007-20 or the 007-30. That I would stand for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Voyani. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt for public comment the 2020 and 2021 antelope hunting seasons and hunting districts as presented by FWP, and that all other aspects of the antelope season remain unchanged unless addressed in other proposals.
I'll second.
Any comments or questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple. Before I got on the commission and since I've been on the commission, I have heard that the antelope districts in Region 6 were too large. And now under proposals we're having brought forward, it's making them even larger. And the concern before was with the size of them to manage the east side and the west side, because it seems like there's always different population numbers due to wintering or the train hitting a bunch or other issues. So to me, I will accept this today, but it's going to be very interesting to see what the comments say in regard to that, because I know at the elk management for Phillips County back in, I think it was April, might have been May, there was a lot of discussion there in regards to making the districts bigger, and some hunters had a lot of concerns, some landowners also. That we may not be managing in the best way for all concerned. The other question I have, and I think it's here because I can't find antelope anywhere else on the agenda, up in 4 by the Sweetgrass Hills, south of the Sweetgrass Hills, I hear there is record numbers of antelope that are kind of following the pulse crops around. And some of the landowners up there are a little concerned that they think there should be more tags offered in that area. And I've got calls from hunters, too, in that regards that have seen that also. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Stuker, in regard to your first question there, I'll answer that in part, and then I will turn the floor over to, with the Commission's approval, to Region 6. Have Scott address some of that. These are questions that we get all the time, and perhaps Region 7 could weigh in here, too, because I will go back to Region 7 as an example. Region 7 used to have 31 hunting districts, now has 6. What we have learned over the course of the years is that hunters go where the animals are, and so we have always tried, or many times we have tried, to tailor make specific season structures to small areas, small hunting districts, if you will. Larger, it facilitates, it makes it easier for hunters. And also, there's very low danger of over-harvesting in certain areas. So Region 7 has gone through that process, and I don't think that, I'll let Scott in Region 6 address this, but I don't think that there's danger of over-harvesting antelope. As I said, our experience has shown us that hunters go to where the animals are. With the commission, I would refer to Region 6 if Scott had anything that he'd like to add to that.
Thanks, John. Chairman Colton, Commissioner Stuker, Scott Thompson, Wildlife Manager for Region 6. First of all, Commissioner Stuker, currently we have 3 antelope hunting districts north of Highway, we currently have 2 hunting districts north of Highway 2. And we propose actually to split that into 3, so there would be a further division of that antelope management. And part of that is to respond to the way antelope populations have recovered from 2010, and also how they use the landscape in different ways across the northern tier there. So just wanted to clarify that.
Any other questions or comments from the commission? Is there any comments from the public here in Helena on these proposed antelope seasons? In the regions, do we have any comments on antelope? Seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I say we take a 20-minute break, and we'll come back and recognize some retiring employees.